Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I do want to say this morning, we always talk about rethinking church. And we're not talking about, we're just talking about just thinking about it. Begin to ponder it. You know, read God's word. Read about the church. Read about how, and the church is the body of Christ. We talked about that this week, that we're not an organization, that we're family. And families have function, and families have structure, but it's family structure. We've talked about so many different things so far, but we're going to kind of continue the conversation that that God is a God of order, but his name is not Robert.
I like that.
God is a God of order, but his name is not Robert. Of course, I'm referring to Robert's Rules of Order, which is the corporate laws and concepts of holding meetings, which is, yeah, it's a pretty good idea. But it's not a God idea. I mean, order could be anything. Order could be just a relational, okay, it's your time to talk. Okay, we got it. Next person talk, whatever. It's not like any new business, any old business. It's like,
yeah. Is there a second on that?
Yeah, old business is the old covenant. New business is the new covenant. Let's move on. God is a God of order, but his name's not Robert. It's not Robert's Rule of Order. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you about Robert's Rules of Order. It is a way to have a, it's the world's way that was developed through time and philosophies and concepts to have an organized representative type, representation type meeting with structure to it. I'm not going to get into too many details about it. It's just an idea. And it's relevant. It's what you see when you see a Congress meeting. It's what you see when you see the Rotary Club meeting. It's what you see when you see Kiwanis meetings. You see, and sad to say, that's what you see when you see the church come together quite often, is Robert's Rules of Order. Now, the thing about using the world's philosophies and concepts in the church, that people really start thinking that God's name is Robert. I mean, they really, they start thinking that Robert's Rules of Order replace the order of God. And what happens is Robert's Rules of Order is a political concept. It's a way that everybody can have their say, and that people who have good ideas and good schemes can introduce them, and they can vote on them, and you can, if a majority, you know, says, you know, let's do this thing, you end up doing it. That's not the way God, God doesn't have a democracy. It's not, let's vote on this thing. He already has it written down. He has it written down how it's supposed to be. He says very specifically how marriage is supposed to be. He says how family's supposed to be. He says how the church order's supposed to be. You know, he gave some to be apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. But apostles, prophets, and teachers are what is the leading aspect of the church to be able to lead the church. And it's not Robert. And what happens with Robert's Rules of Order, when we ingest those philosophies that Colossians 2:8, and John, if you could read that for us, of John, Colossians 2:8, that it brings in the world's way into the church, and it's a way for people who don't know God to figure out intellectually how they could bring what they believe is right into what God is doing, which is it brings in politics and witchcraft and manipulation.
Yeah, it says, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. That's Colossians 2:8.
And that's it. I mean, Robert's Rules of Order is a good concept for the world. I mean, it should have some order to a meeting. It's pretty cool. But this, God's name's not Robert, and his order is not the Robert's Rules of Order. It's so important, but he is a God of order. He's a God of family order. He's a God of, we recognize the gifts that he gives the church so we can relate accordingly to those gifts, because that gifts, those gifts are going to function into the concept bringing us into a place that can bring about, you know, leadership decisions and directions of where we're going. You know, and rethinking the church, I want you to really think about this, and it could just shock you, because, I mean, what would you do if you didn't have this place, this building, which is good. I think buildings are good, you know, especially when it rains. But if you didn't have that, and then what would you do when you come together? Do you have any relationship or not? Because if you don't have any relationship, you need Robert's Rules of Order, because that's when it comes for strangers coming together trying to express themselves. But if you're family, can you imagine sitting around the dinner table and all of a sudden the father says, well, I just want to know, is there any old business before we move on to the spaghetti? You know what I'm saying? It's relational.
That's right.
But if you don't have relationship, then you revert to philosophies of this world and these concepts. And so what happened is we left relationship, and now we brought in these philosophies and concepts that allow us to function, but we're not functioning as the family that we're called to be. Mm-hmm. Now, if you pull out Robert's Rules of Order and just say, okay, God's name's not Robert, he is a God of order, and you realize, would we even stay together? Would there be factions? Would there be divisions? Would there be people, you know, that were used to manipulating the board of directors or all these different things that are going on now, or they just have to relate to people and spend time with them and have coffee with them and love them and pray for them and know their hearts? And it just, when you pull that out, when you pull that out, it confronts us. It confronts us that we don't know God, possibly, because it's happened. Many people talk about, yeah, I was teaching in Sunday school for 10 years and I got saved. It's like, hold on.
Happens more often than
who are those poor 10 years worth of students you had in your Sunday school
exactly.
class? And the biggest ones are like, yeah, I was pastoring a church and I found Jesus. Mm. You know, what point did you find him? And, but understanding this is important, because when you pull out men's forms and formats and ideas and schemes and philosophies, you're left with one thing: God and each other, and hopefully love and relationship. Mm. And so where we're going, based on my understanding, could be wrong, don't know. Many people are hearing the same thing I'm hearing, is that your relationships are going to be the most important thing you have. Mm. And if every time we got together, you brought in new business trying to push my hand and convince me to do something that you knew that we didn't want to do in this church, you don't have no relationship with me. You know, you were manipulating me with men's philosophies of Robert's Rules of Order. You should have went and had coffee with me and been honest with me, saying this is what you wanted to do, you know, and then wait for an honest opinion. That's a relationship. And you need to build that, because we're going to have that. The reason why, you know, people who are divisive can just jump up in a huge crowd and like this church in Texas, and they didn't even know they were there, because they operate in the concept of not having that kind of relationship. What happened in New Orleans when the hurricanes come, they didn't know whether or not that couldn't find anybody, because they didn't know anybody. They were, you know, they's like, we're going to hold a meeting. You know, I just slammed the gavel down. Where's everybody at? And so in rethinking church, we have to understand this. This is so important. And you're going to find out this. He says, if you say you love God, but you don't love your brother, you're a liar. And so we can find out if we love God or not when we pull out these concepts and philosophies and ideas, like Colossians 2:8 says, that's held us captive. We can find out if we know God or not. We can find out if we love God or not, because he says, he didn't say if you don't operate within Robert's Rules of Order, you don't love God. He said, if you don't love your brother, you don't love me, even though you tell people you love me. He says, you're a liar. And we already talked about liars in the first part of this extra hour, talking about the moment of wisdom. Listen, it's pretty cool. Now, you might not be able to have a relationship with 10,000 people like you profess to be, but you'll have a relationship with a few people. Jesus had a relationship with 12. And he walked that out, and he said he was faithful with those that were entrusted with him. And he said, go and imitate me. And they did the very same thing, and it just progresses along. You don't need Robert's Rules of Order in your family. That's kind of ridiculous. Any new business? Yes, I would like to have Parmesan cheese on my spaghetti. Let's vote on that. Do you want to have Parmesan cheese? Your father goes, what? Just go get the stuff out the fridge.
Exactly.
And it's time for us to have that kind of relationship. And let me tell you something. I'm going to end with this, and we got to go. Is Jesus said this. This is how they'll know if you're the church. This is how they'll know that you're his disciples. If we operate in love, if we love each other, we got to pull all these things out that let us act like we're the church. God's
just
name.
Been listening
God
to
is a God of order.
The Daily VFN Radio Program.
But his name's
Don't
not
forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.